I want to circle back to George's news, where we spoke about the G20 themed banner in Joburg. That has been removed, apparently at the order of Premier Panyaza Lesufi, not happy about the fact that Solidarity put up a banner very critical of certain policies within South Africa. So to unpack that and to discuss the issue, whether this is a violation of freedom of expression or a rational decision taken by a government who has its own interests to look after, we are going to chat to Sandile Swana, a political and governance analyst and commentator. The only problem is I'm not so sure I can talk to him anymore, because he told me a minute ago while the ads were playing that he does eat pizza with pineapple on it. So Sandile, you're starting from a very bad place this afternoon.
In case you want to order it, the pizza is called Tropical. Usually,
oh, there's no accounting for bad taste. What can I tell you? But it's great to have you chatting to me this afternoon. Thank you for this. Sandile, what is this incident with the sign, the removal of the sign, reveal about the political climate in Gauteng right now, but specifically the tension between the government image management and freedom of expression?
So we are here on Chaim FM. You have me, you have yourself. Already, there's a problem with pineapple. Right? So if you're a person that is expressing opinions like I do,
yes,
you need to know that at some point or the other, you're going to be censored, okay? By whatever means, so that you just need to be aware of that. And the second thing is that when you look at the problems, for instance, Ramaphosa expressed great concern prior about the state of Joburg and that Joburg need to up its game. So Joburg has been profiling itself as a good host for the G20.
Sure.
Cleaning up the city, removing whatever they thought was irrelevant to their purpose of profiling themselves as the top city that is suitable for hosting an event of this magnitude. Then, depending on your strategy, you could fly into the eye of the storm, right? As Solidarity has done. I mean, forget about all the constitution and other things, just think strategy now for a moment. They are flying into the eye of the storm, and it was going to piss the city of Joburg, let alone Panyaza Lesufi. It was going to piss the city of Joburg off, and it did. So what is not being said is that that could have been exactly their strategy from their own political point of view, knowing that the city is going to get annoyed and perhaps act in a heavy-handed manner, and you're going to end up where you've ended up. And I think from that perspective, if you are a troublemaker, that's what you would have done. I was an activist in my younger days, by the way.
It could be arguable that this has worked out exactly the way that they wanted it to work out.
That is my point. That is my point. That some people could think that Solidarity has missed the point, but actually they've got this thing exactly where they want it, right? That there's this heavy-handed thing. And then if you go into the paperwork, from what I've read about the police, the Metro Police and so on, the paperwork was not up to standard. But if you are going to do something like this, you don't even need the paperwork to be up to standard or follow all the procedures. So you've got to consider that from their point of view, they could be winning in terms of what they wanted to do. From the side of the city, from a metro, specifically the metro side of the police, the Metro Police, they've got to make sure they remove any graffiti or any unwanted introductions of items and publications into their space. So that is where that is. Now, on a broader, more serious note as well, is the issue of saying, what message is South Africa sending out? How many South Africans do we have that want to speak to the G20? And what do we want to say to the G20, right? There are reports, some African intellectuals have published their own views that in, as far as they are concerned, there's no genocide, all this thing that has been going on with Trump and all that. They don't subscribe to that, right? And I've listened to Pete Crocombe before coming on your show from the University of Northwest. he says is happy that the banner has been removed because it's sending out an inaccurate message about the country and about the Afrikaners and so on and so forth. So that would be my initial reaction to this. If I was the marketing officer of the state, I'll certainly find a way of either hiding, covering up that message one way or the other, or getting it removed one way or the other, because it's confusing the message that they want to send about the city of Joburg.
Interesting, because that was going to be the next question, is whether Panyaza Lesufi should have perhaps handled this differently. Wasn't there another way of dealing with it? And if you are in a position like his and you've got to balance inclusivity and freedom of speech, I mean, how does one even begin to balance those competing interests? If it was you, for example, what would you have? How would you have made the decision on an
basis? We can sit in ivory towers, sit in the radio, in this radio station, and on the internet, and say things. I have actually tempered with freedom of speech in my younger days, right? I was part of a group that went to stop Zeb De Beer and Francis Labat from addressing a meeting at the Great Hall at Fitz. Because they used to go to Dakar and talk to the ANC in exile and then come and represent the ANC inside South Africa. And we said we need the real thing. So we agreed as a group of students to storm the Great Hall and stop that freedom of speech from happening, right? So I've done that physically, right? So you can sit somewhere at a certain point in time and say freedom of speech must go this way and go that way. As a person who enjoys my freedom of speech, and I've got a lot to say and a lot of opinions, but I'm very aware that I could walk in a shopping center and be clapped. Not that I approve of that, but in some forums, some people don't even accept my papers and so on and so things that I write and so on. So there is a degree of censorship that goes on. If you want to express an opinion, you need to know that you are going to do that. The city of Joburg has been highlighted as people who need to improve their image. So if you take steps in the city of Joburg that is contrary to their image, they are going to react.
They certainly are. But this seems to be a very topical debate that's actually going on within the Government of National Unity right at this very moment. The competing ideas as to BEE and race regulation as a subject. This seems to be under review with a lot of disagreement within government itself at this particular moment in time.
Look, those things, you must remember that there are things maybe that maybe spiritual, for instance, if we're to argue about the botanical gardens and things like that, that help us to feel better. But when you talk about expropriation of land, BEE, a lot of the things that are getting Trump worked up and solidarity and all, this is money. I mean, I've just gotten off Twitter with a guy showing me that in the upper quintile of wealth and income, the whites, 73% of the whites sit there, 13% of the blacks sit there. Now, and then he says there wouldn't be enough money from the white people to give to the black people. Now, that is an argument that should not be there because it is nowhere in the law. There's no law that says that you must go to the whites and take their money and give it to the black people.
Sure.
These laws, there are some, I mean, I didn't prepare that for this show, but there are some people, some legal scholars and others who've actually gone through all the laws to determine whether these laws are racist or anti-white or anything like that and came to the conclusion that they are not. But my comment here right now would be that the white Afrikaners went to the 1994 negotiations and so on and agreed to this constitution. So the only thing they can do is to actually propose amendments to the constitution and to the laws that they feel are unconstitutional and get them struck down by the constitutional court. We don't need to be starting fights, street fights about that. There is a process for that. There's a lot of things that were agreed in 1994 that I don't agree with. And as an anti-apartheid activist, obviously I wanted a package to come out of freedom, to come out of those negotiations. But there are other things that I'm not so sure we should have gotten. As an example, I don't support abortion. As an example, I'm just making an example. A lot of other things. But I got that. Now, I'm not gonna be going to write when you paint a wall, that thing, graffiti on the wall about abortion. If I feel strongly about it, I must go to court and get it struck down if I feel it's unconstitutional, or lobby and propose that it must be removed. So I get very worried with people who run around, take extreme measures, because I see the activities of Solidarity and Donald Trump as extreme and unconstitutional.
Yeah, no, very effective, very effective. I mean, the Daily Maverick had a very big article on this just a couple of days ago, saying how incredibly effective their lobbying attempt in the United States has been and the effects that it's had on South Africa.
Yes, I mean, the thing about it is, and I agree with people like Pete Crocombe, that when you finish causing all this trouble, how do we look at each other? If you run around creating the impression that when I finish work, before coming home to settle down, I go and kill about four white guys, and then I go home because we're busy with the genocide. You know, this is the hobby that we're in of killing white. Who is killing these white people other than insinuating that we as the black guys are the ones who are running around killing? Who is exactly this that we are talking about? So this thing leaves a bad aftertaste, bearing in mind that I live amongst white Afrikaners here in Krugersdorp. I'm surrounded by white farmers here. And nobody's killing them. I've not attempted to kill any.
Even a discussion I want to get into. I agree with you. I think they overshot the mark massively, and they caused damage. They certainly did, but it was very effective. There's no debate. But we're out of time. It's 4:30. I want to thank you for a really interesting, different perspective, which I wasn't expecting, but I'm very grateful for the chat we've had this afternoon. I do think, though, that you need to improve your taste in pizza. I think you need to do that.
You're trying your life.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.